Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. Thank you, Lord. I'm Jamel Johnson.
Hi, Jamel. I'm Mike Benner.
What's good, bro?
Thank you, Lord, indeed. Man, it is Sunday.
Another fine
the Lord's
Sunday.
Day. Yeah.
We're out here getting it.
We are.
What a wild day.
You had a wild day.
A banner Sunday.
I think, no, let's wait till we introduce our guests before. Of course. I would love to, you guys just to recount the wild Grand Theft Auto shit you witnessed on your way over here.
Jesus.
But before we do that, we got a good show for you, but just some quick business up top. First of all, thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. The thing keeps growing a little bit every week, and we are so thankful that there are a bunch of idiots that are willing to give us some of their hard-earned cash in exchange for uninformed, wild, problematic NBA takes. You're truly wonderful. If you don't support us and you want to, if you like our podcast and you want to kick us a few bucks, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. For as little as $1, you get exclusive content from us three idiots, me, Jamel, and Peter. Peter's not here today. And also, you can join our official Airbuds chat. There's just a bunch of people saying really silly shit in there. Also, if you like us, please tell some of your friends to subscribe and go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review. If you have a review, Jamel will say whatever you write on the pod.
I will. Nobody else will. I will say all that shit as long as it's not obviously wild, ridiculous. I'm not saying any any wing slogans. Don't send me no fucking DSA roses. Don't try to get me to say the South will rise again. I'm not saying none of that.
We'll make Peter say the worst of shit. we actually got a bunch of new 5-star ratings, but nobody wrote a review.
They just said put the fives. Hey, fuck
they
it.
Put the give fives. Us, just yeah, the whatever. Fives. But thank you
hand
for that.
Hand them fives over and look out. More gang shit coming. I need some people to get rid of these jerseys for. The jerseys are coming.
Yeah, we're going to start giving away Jamel's. Jamel's trying to Marie Kondo his wild jersey collection.
There are some things from the early aughts that are fantastic. That
give us an example.
Could be in your hands. Well, the Jermaine O'Neal. Ooh. I got the white Pacers Jermaine O'Neal.
Like Malice era?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've also got like I've also got a Greg Oden.
Wow. Greg Oden. Bad luck.
Around. If you want to get a jersey that will curse your life, subscribe to our Patreon.
Got a mellow Oak Hill. Look, whatever.
All right. Let's now that we got that out of the way, let's introduce our guest. He's a terrific stand-up comedian. You've probably seen him on Conan, on Vice, or Viceland, I guess. And he's about to record a 30-minute special for Comedy Central. You might have heard of it. He's also the host, co-host? What do you call yourself? Of All Fantasy Everything?
Just resident bruiser.
Yeah, resident bruiser of All Fantasy Everything. please welcome returning champion David Borey.
Hey, did somebody say uninformed and wildly problematic?
Yeah. That's why we had you on today, bro.
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse.
Bro, the levels have been high today.
I'm all keyed up.
What the fuck?
I am all keyed up.
Yeah,
man.
Tell me what happened on your way over here.
So yeah, we hit Glendale. We hit the Galleria.
Yeah, I had to get some shoes. Because I bought some shoes and then they didn't fit, so I sold them to Jamel.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I had to buy some new shoes.
Where'd you go?
Where'd we go?
I think you ended up scoring finish that line? Finish line.
Yeah, I got some Air Zoom. Less than a hundo, my shoes that I got, too. Wow. So I made money on this whole thing.
Yeah, value. He really maxed out. That was dope. And then that's when I hit you, because I was like, we'll definitely be ready to go at like 5.
But we got new shoes, we're ready.
Yeah, ready to do it. And fucking had to kill like 30 minutes, so I stopped at the soccer store. I got a soccer store that I like.
Of course. Block.
I went to go see what's up. Shouts out to soccer stores. And when we
I think it's literally just called soccer store.
Yeah, that's what it said on the sign.
Armenian people don't fuck around. They're just like, yeah.
Good for them. Straight to the point.
Soccer store. Kebab shop.
Kebab shop.
Fucking check them out in Granada Hills, too.
Yeah.
Anywho, fucking, I'm trying to pull into the parking lot, and like, I just seen running out of the liquor store.
There was a commotion. And it was like, there was like two guys coming one side of the street and then another guy closing in on this one guy, right?
Yeah. It's like a dude with a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, there was one guy had a walkie-talkie.
And he might have had even a denim shirt on.
I can't remember. No, I think it was gray, but I can't.
Was he private security?
Tucked in.
No, he was dressed like I thought he was an undercover cop.
He looked undercover. Oh, okay. The walkie-talkie is like...
It was a big-ass walkie-talkie. Yeah.
Which doesn't scream undercover to me.
Yeah, like it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't strapped to his hip. Like that one was... He was just holding it.
Like E.T. style?
Yeah.
Remember when Steven Spielberg digitally removed the rifle from the cop's hand and gave him a giant walkie-talkie?
I didn't know he did that.
When they re-released E.T. in like the 90s, he like wanted to take the guns out, and he gave him like a giant walkie-talkie that just looked comically big because he's holding a fucking rifle, and now suddenly he's holding a walkie-talkie and a long antenna. They put the rifle back in because like people were like, that's stupid.
Yeah, why does he just have this industrial-sized walkie-talkie?
But there was a moment where the guy was threatening E.T. with a walkie-talkie. Anyway, sorry. So, go on.
I see him running towards a guy. Somebody has a full tall boy.
Yeah, there was a tall...
What I suspect was a full tall boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's coming out of a liquor store.
He's running out of a liquor store. It's two dudes run out.
Yeah, everybody's running.
No time to drink that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But he cracked it, right?
He cracked. I thought I heard a crack. I see the drip. He runs. The walkie-talkie man goes after him.
Yeah.
The other dude... David is
I'm watching. I'm tracking the other dude. He runs into the street and gets clipped by a car.
Right, like across Grand Boulevard, which is like four lanes of traffic, very busy with a big median in the middle.
Yeah, and he got across one half. He made it to the other side, and then it dropped him. But he got right back up, and he was smiling. And then he kept running, but he was kind of running crooked, and he took off down the road.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
He was hobbling.
He got hit by a car.
Bro.
And then we had to unpack. We were like, wait, so did we just see a hit and run or a robbery gone bad or a sting?
Dipped straight away.
That's the other thing.
Nobody hit the brakes at any point.
Nobody stopped for that, man.
A person did not have insurance. Yeah.
No, yeah.
They're like, if that guy's running, I'm running too.
Yeah. What are you going to do? That's how that works.
That's the game.
We're both going to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, if you robbed a liquor store on Brand Boulevard in Glendale, hit us up at AirBudsPod on Twitter. We want to hear your story.
Yeah.
Come on and be a guest.
Yeah, we're ready for you.
I want to see how you took that licking and kept on ticking. He got hit by a car.
It doesn't feel good. I've been hit by cars. It does not feel good.
Man.
Yeah, I got hit by a car one time. My friends were like fucking around like they were going to leave me at a Safeway. And I like ran after them. And they even took the bit all the way to them.
They just hit you.
They just hit you in the car. I'm behind everybody. The person driving had just turned the keys. I'm right behind the trunk. This dude hits the reverse and fucking hits me.
Oh, shit. So you were running towards it, and it was backing up in it. Yeah. That's, like, worse.
It was ridiculous. It happened in front of, like, five people.
I love that you call this a bit, but it just sounds like they hate you.
My friends fucking hated me.
Yeah, it just sounds like you got hit by a car.
Yeah. Man, I got hit by a car and didn't file no charges.
You just got back in the car with them?
What's the statute of limitations?
What the fuck else was I going to do? I was, like, 3 PGC. Miles from my house.
That's a good point.
All right, well, this is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah, fuck. How you feel about the Nuggets these days, dude? Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. I don't, you know.
Well, when I think of David Bory, I think of two geographic locations. I think of Colorado.
Yes, sir.
And the Bay Area.
Yeah, but I was never on that Warriors hype.
No? I was going to say, because the Warriors are one and Nuggets are two.
Yeah, and but like the Warriors, I was there. I was a Nuggets fan going into when I lived there. And like when I lived there was right when like the tech, like Warriors fans, nobody thought Warriors fans. Everybody hated Warriors fans when I moved there. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, it was just like, it was how people knew you were new to the city.
Oh.
Because the Warriors weren't popular, so there wasn't like a ton of people banging that drum.
Mm-hmm.
And then right as they started pop, it's like how when I was a kid, you would never see any Seahawks shit in Seattle ever. Yeah. Nobody had Seahawks shit on. And then after they started winning and they got the cool jerseys, now it's like all the people who just moved to Seattle are Seahawks fans.
Yeah.
That's how it was with the war.
And then, I guess the Bay and Seattle are both cities where there's just constantly new people moving there and rich people.
Yeah.
So like suddenly they can afford to like go to Oracle and price out everybody.
Yeah, and they're like people who didn't maybe care about their basketball. Like, no, they don't care until you're winning.
Yeah.
And I just, man, I don't like Kevin Durant.
You're gonna be one of these guys, huh?
Come on, man. We and you have talked about it. I think he's a nerd. I think that burner Twitter thing is so cheesy.
It's cheese and grits, dude.
I don't know what that answer means.
Jamel's hungry.
Yeah. I wish I got fries for my sandwich.
But there isn't something about the Warriors that just like gets under your skin, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame Kevin Durant for going there, really, because, like, I think he
wasn't going to play with the Brody forever, right?
Yeah, I also think he's just, like, he's just a very millennial person, and he's just I want to go live in a place that's fun.
Damn, he is a millennial.
Yeah.
He's a super, he's all sensitive, he's up on the internet.
He's got burner accounts.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't think about it that way. He's just like, because how old is he right now?
He's got to be
32, 33?
No, tops? Younger, 30, I think.
Oh, he's younger than me, I think.
Crazy.
Right?
Let's look it up.
I thought he was a year older than me.
Are you 31?
I'm 31.
No, he's not a year older than you.
He's 30 years old, born September 29th, 1988.
Crazy. Okay, so he is only a year.
So he's still like an oldish millennial. Yeah, he's like right in that top tier millennial, but he's very millennial.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I'm only getting more sensitive with time. As I get older, it's not like I'm getting less sensitive. So what do you think? He's probably tracking as super sensitive right now.
Yeah,
on the same, like the flip side of that coin is that like, I don't feel bad for fucking millionaires.
It's hard to feel bad for a young rich dude.
Yeah.
Young super rich dude.
Yeah. I'm like, I hope you're happy with your life. But like, if the worst thing you have to deal with is that like some random person with 20 followers on Twitter is like saying that you're a snake and like, that's nothing in life.
Yeah.
And some people have student loan debt.
That's true. That's true. It's
ridiculous, and sometimes I do. Does this happen to any of y'all where you kind of forget Kevin Durant is getting paid to play basketball?
What do you mean?
Sometimes I don't think about the contract. Like, oh, it almost sometimes,
like you want to side with him?
No, not even side. Like the other way. Like,
it seems this is a DC thing. I get it.
No. It seems like he's such a sucker. He would like play for the Warriors for free.
You think he would play for the
Warriors? No, absolutely not. He's getting $200 million.
Yeah, he's so rich.
But I get what you mean. Like, there's a part where it's like, it's almost like, I mean, if I pay them, it's almost like I'm making money because I live in Silicon Valley and now I can invest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dork shit.
Dork shit for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I think Boogie being added to that team is more the thing that like makes me hit the Warriors this year. It's just so unfair.
Yeah.
Draymond Green finally like on the downswing, can't shoot for shit, and you're just kind of like, okay, like here's maybe a moment where the Warriors are weak, and then Boogie comes back and is just like draining threes from beyond like 30 feet, and you're just like, fuck. Like
they finished that game last night.
You just feel like, fuck these they're the worst good team in a long time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, what was the last good team that you didn't like as much as you disliked them?
I don't know. I think I've liked most good teams. The Lakers, 01 Lakers.
I didn't like that era. Lakers team.
Yeah.
01? I liked them then.
I don't know. I'm from Philly, so Allen Iverson is my guy.
I wanted Reggie to get one.
Reggie Miller?
I wanted Reggie to get one.
I remember when he beat the Knicks with like 10 points in 8 seconds. That is still one of the greatest sports moments of my life.
And I hated Reggie. But I wanted him.
Everybody hates Reggie.
And I fuck with Rick Smith.
Also, speaking of Reggie, have you guys seen his tattoo?
Of his belly button?
I just saw it for the first time this week.
That's shocking to me.
It's so bad.
That feels like something like that you would have known from birth.
I thought that too. It was that's something I would definitely hone in on. Yeah. This dude has a sun tattoo around his belly button.
And it's the only tattoo.
That was the only one, Reggie. Your sister is better than you.
Yeah, and he's like, also, why, like, you spent your whole career in Indiana. Like, what? That's not a sunny place.
But he's Cali. He's a Cali boy.
Is he
from California?
Yeah. Went to UCLA, all that.
But I don't think he's very cool.
Oh, hell nah. No. That wasn't a bet that he lost? He chose
it was
that?
A bet?
No, I'm saying, do we have any...
I think that is like left to his own devices. That's Reggie Miller drip.
Yeah, is a very 90s tattoo, though. I will say that. It is like very like... I feel like a lot of people made that mistake in 1996.
Right, like I think Cisco has one.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't Cisco...
It goes along... It's like just... It's one step worse than like the barbed wire around your bicep.
Yeah. It was like tribal before tribal.
Yeah.
That's fair. It just... God, it looks so bad. And he's not like... He doesn't have like a great stomach. Which I'm not like talking shit. It's just like that's a weird thing to accentuate when you got a weird tummy.
Yeah, and it's... He was playing at a time when body fat was like not really a concern. Like conditioning like wasn't... Like people were still in the league drinking a six-pack after every game.
Yeah.
Like... It's not like now where like.
Do you think nobody's doing that now?
But they play themselves out of the league. What's his name? Darren Collison. Didn't he have a problem with drinking? Oh no, am I thinking of? Oh fuck! I'm slandering people now. I can't remember. Who I'm thinking. Yeah.
Isn't so and so a fucking drunk?
I'm willing to say John Wall's a drunk.
Yeah,
and that picture did seem to be. Yeah. Felt like a drunk picture. Yeah. His face is all puffy.
Yeah. His mom even roasted him about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't Iverson a drunk at the end?
Oh, he was a drunk from the beginning.
He was a drunk in the beginning.
He used to shut down the TGI Fridays in Georgetown in D.C.
He used to shut down the TGI Fridays in Philly after wins. I would go, me and my friends would like drive over and be like, hi, Mr. Iverson, we really liked your game tonight.
Whoa.
He was like he was always drunk, but he was fucking nice as hell.
Would he be like pretty drunk?
I mean, I grew up with a drunk dad, so like I can kind of like have drunk radar. So I was that's my dad right there. Yeah.
Was he like? I wonder. I feel like drunk Allen Iverson might be that kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
sober Allen Iverson doesn't seem that fun.
There's the legend of it was the 01 All-Star game. The legend has it that he partied for literally 72 hours straight and then went on to win the MVP of the game. Man, did not go to sleep the whole All-Star weekend.
What city was that in?
It was in D.C.
That was in Chocolate City.
His city. Yep. You went to Georgetown. Shut it down.
Yeah, I get that. You kind of gotta just go for that. I mean, right?
He went for it all. He was on K Street. I heard he was actually doing some sex work.
I would believe that.
It's not work if you love what you do.
Exactly.
It's a living.
Jamal just became a Flintstones bird for a second. Yeah.
This is where this day was always headed.
Yeah.
I was always going to be a Flintstones bird by fucking dusk.
Wait, have any of you guys ever been to All-Star Weekend?
Did you
know when it was in L.A.?
Last year we went, yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty cool. I got a sick bootleg t-shirt.
I didn't even know that.
I got a bootleg tee, $5.
My favorite moment was Jamel rolled up to the All-Star game. Was it All-Star night? Saturday night? Or was it the game?
No, it was the game because I didn't know it was Saturday.
Yeah, Jamel rolled up... with a backpack full of shit.
Yeah.
Just what? Thinking he could get into the All-Star game with a backpack full of like weed.
What did you think was good?
Staples all the time.
Really?
But then of course they want to lock it down because fucking Kemba Walker's here. Come on.
Wait.
The best part though is
you bring a backpack to Staples all the time?
Well, no, I've done it once. I had one on me one time.
For a Sparks game?
It was like a regular season game.
For the Lake Show? And they let you in?
Yeah.
But the nicest thing was that a security guard like clocked you from 20 yards away. I was like, nah. I was like, hey, come here. He's like, you're going to have to get rid of that backpack if you're coming in here. He's very nice.
Yeah.
What, you stashed it?
Nah, I tossed it.
Well, you stashed something in someone's bag. We don't want to incriminate anybody.
You tossed the bag?
The bag had to go.
God. It was like a promotional, like, Trolls to the Movie backpack.
It was from a LiDAR conference in China. I got a homie. I got some science homies.
Jamel's thrift game is
it is unparalleled. World.
Yeah.
I mean, people know. The legend is finally getting some of its due.
I saw him buy 3 pairs of shoes today.
Ooh.
I did do that. Yeah. I got some $30 Adidas that'll blow your mind.
Jamel rolled up to last week's record with a pair of Donovan Mitchell sneakers for me.
Yeah. Man. I blessed him with the size 15.
Are you 15ers?
Yeah.
That's a shoe. Is it hard?
Yes.
Is it hard to get anything?
Absolutely. I was
like sneakers?
I went into the Foot Locker at the Glendale Galleria like 2 weeks ago, and my tactic now is just to go up to anybody, be like, do you have anything at size 15? And like usually they're just like, sorry, man, go check Dick's.
Oh, damn.
And then I gotta go to Dick's. And they don't have anything either. So
is it like, do you gotta go online a lot?
Yeah.
But they're super expensive, or are they super cheap sometimes?
They're super expensive usually, and then some brands are just stopping making them. Like I love Nike SB. I'm like a sneakerhead at heart, so like this is actually a big struggle.
No, I bet
like, Nike SB like just is like phasing out anything above size 14. So now I can't like just get any new Nike SB shoes.
What about fuck with East Bay?
I've ordered some stuff from there before.
I feel like East Bay should be holding it down.
East Bay's
Zappos
expensive.
Zappos is the place to go though, because like they clearly people that just can't move size 15s just like dump them to them, and then you get liquidation prices.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Zappos has good deals sometimes.
Yeah. Also,
man.
Marshalls, bro. Marshalls always got some odd size shit.
Yeah, and Nordstrom Rack will occasionally have like some like wild sneaker in my size that I like.
Yeah.
I went to the employee store for Nike in Portland a few months ago.
Really?
And they had a bunch of big shit.
I'm jealous.
Like it was crazy in there.
My goal is to like get successful enough that like I just get a casual invite to the Nike store.
Off air, we could probably...
We'll figure it out.
Get you set up.
This is a podcast about basketball, though. Once
anyway,
again.
That was right.
I want to ask you about Denver, though, since you're a Nuggets head. Does it make you feel good that Jokic looks like someone filled a bag of Wonder Bread with marshmallow fluff, and he's like a legit MVP candidate?
It does make me feel good, because shout out to all the odd bodies out there.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've always loved like a chubby bruiser kind of basketball player, or just like a weird body who gets it done, and I feel like Jokic is that. He's a star too, man.
Yeah, he put a triple double on the Sixers last night.
And look at that guy. Like,
yeah, it's like it's so funny because like the Sixers have a triple double threat any night, and Ben Simmons, who just looks like he hurts to play against. He looks angular and sharp.
He does look like, and just fresh. He's so young that it's just like oh, I bet he never gets
it's
tired.
Like someone taped a bunch of knives together and then like taught it to play basketball.
Yeah,
and then there's Jokic, who just looks like the Michelin Man. And he put one up on Ben Simmons last night.
He looks like a high school golf coach. We had a coach, Mr. Metzmaker, at my high school.
Metzmaker?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Metz. He was the golf coach.
Oh, Metzmaker.
Not Messmaker.
I thought you said Messmaker. I was like, that's a fucking great name. That's a good nickname for like your drunk ass friend.
Damn, I can't believe I didn't call him Messmaker ever.
Oh man, damn.
Damn.
Left that one on the board, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Elizabeth Cardinals. But yeah, I know I like Jokic. I like the Nuggets for the first time in a long time. I think we're fun. I think we'll stick around.
Jamal Murray is really good.
Jamal Murray's great. And
Gary Harris is back now and playing.
It sucks though, because it feels like the West is getting so good that
But y'all could hang, man. And with my personal fave, Will Barton.
That's your personal fave?
I fuck with Will Barton.
Really?
I call him Bill. Bill Barton?
Bill Barton. He's easy to fuck with because he's a really good fantasy player. So if you have him on your fantasy team, you're tricked into thinking, this guy's fucking good. And then you watch him play, and you're like, what the fuck?
Fantasy is misleading. Like
it really that. Is, yeah.
Is that where you got it? That's you love him because of fantasy?
Well, nah. I mean, I've seen him hit some big shots. He's hit a couple like playoff game winners, right? Maybe one. I think he hit one, but he was having like a good year that year. And he just looks like a dude who like... He looks like he got like scouted off some pickup games.
Like they got him from the park.
Yeah.
You know what? He looks. That's what it is. He looks broke. He's so skinny. He looks like he doesn't like eat enough food every day. Yeah, but he can like ball.
He shows up to the stadium with his own jug of water.
I do like broke looking basketball players.
Yeah.
Kawhi looks broke. Oh, not maybe not as much anymore.
His braids are a little tighter these days.
And he got that New Balance fit, and I feel like that changed everything.
Once you get a matching, once you get a complete sweatsuit.
Yeah, you
everything
can't.
Everything changes. Everything's out the window.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander looks kind of broke in a way. Right? He looks like he's just like a third-tier Odd Future member.
who actually can't rap? He
hasn't
like
popped
tags.
Off yet. Yeah, he had a record deal, but like had to give the advance back because he didn't deliver anything. But he can ball.
Yeah.
Hey, bust his heart.
Yeah, thin hoopers. Who just look like they may have an iron deficiency.
Yeah. Thin hoopers forever, though, man.
Facts, man.
That body type's always going to be around,
it's
right?
It's nuts, man.
Young Brandon Ingram? Yeah. Brandon Ingram looks broke, too.
He looks broke, dude. For real.
Man, he's got the grandma braids. Yo, my great-grandmother used to rock them braids, dude.
Dude, Brandon Ingram for sure looks like he should just be, like, hanging out in front of something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in front of something.
The exact same in just a white tee.
It would be the perfect same transition. Vibe. Same thing, squaring up on people, just like in front of the... He looked like he could have been in front of the soccer store today.
Yeah, he looks like a dude who like would get slapped by his girl on World Star.
He was supposed to be a lookout for those guys at the liquor store today, but he saw the cop and ran.
Yeah, he ran. He took off. How old is... Do you guys like Brandon? Do you guys like the Lakers right now?
Yeah,
Rondo's
they need
back. They're surviving.
LeBron hopefully is coming back this week. I mean, I like the Lakers. I love LeBron, so now I have a reason to like the Lakers.
So you're going to be actively rooting for the Lakers?
I don't know. What does actively rooting mean?
I mean, because I've like grown up on Lakers hate, but it's like I like what they're putting together, and I don't like. I can't see myself buying a Lakers T-shirt though.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever go that far.
You don't think so?
No, but like I'll go to. Like, if my manager is hooking me up with, like, a Laker ticket, I'll definitely go.
Yeah. But I hate L.A. teams so much.
In
my heart.
So do I. I was a Clippers season ticket holder for a while, and, like, just because it was so fucking cheap.
Right.
It's like, you can write that shit off. But then I just was like, I hate this team. I hate watching them. It made my heart hurt to like go and see them twice a week.
Really? It was that bad?
It was towards the end of the Lob City era. So like it's Chris Paul. Chris Paul hated everyone. Blake hated Chris Paul. DeAndre Jordan felt like a child caught up in a divorce. Doc Rivers like didn't care at all. You could sense the apathetic nature of everyone, even all the way up in the 300 level where I was.
That's a brutal on like when that happens in sports in general. That's like always like
You could tell like they were like the optimism they had from 4 years earlier was just completely gone, and they all knew we're never gonna win together. Let's just figure out how to get out of here.
Oh man, I'm living it again, baby.
What
the Wizards
basketball is tragic.
Yeah.
It's really
how are you doing?
It's just fucking John, man. He's bumming everybody out. But I guess it all went downhill once they said they were the best backcourt. And that was like what, 4 or 5 years ago?
They had that really
good year. They weren't totally wrong.
They're not wrong on paper.
They were on, but it was just different. John started to get hurt, man.
He
broke his wrist and it was fucked, dude. Everybody knows.
What's a fix to that? Do you think there's a fix?
Like, I mean, the optimal fix is to, like... I mean, what I would want is for John to just get his head out of his ass and hoop with us.
Sober up.
You know what I'm saying? Sober up and play some fucking defense.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, if that doesn't happen, obviously trade him. He'll play well for, you know, whoever the fuck gets him. I'm sure the Spurs, I'm sure Pop could get him to put the Mai Tais down.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
That is kind of where, like, problematic players go to rehab their image, right?
Yeah. Why does everybody just choose one guy to listen to?
Because Pop's like, he's that guy, though, right? Yeah, like, it's all over him. Like, he feels like, everything about Pop feels like, hey, come over here. We're going to get you set up. We'll get you right. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he does. And we'll be fine. We'll be fine without John.
You sound so sad right
you
now.
Know, you also, I'm yeah. You know, you don't look like you believe
I'm
it.
I'm looking off into the distance just because it was so much magic, baby. We got so close, but I don't know. We're only a couple pieces away. The problem is Ernie Grunfeld makes too many moves. Half of the time he's right. And then he does 10 other things that he should have just put the phone down. He's shooting too many
shots.
You
think he gets too hot?
He's getting too hot in the like, DMs.
I get it. You get excited.
He's getting too many, too loose.
Yeah, too many moves. Too many moves.
Come on. Is he the Donald Trump at the NBA?
A little bit.
And that, like, he could, like, you know, remember when Trump said, I can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and everyone would still love me?
Yeah.
It's kind of Ernie Grunfeld.
Kind of a little
he
bit.
He can fucking do whatever he wants and keep that job.
He should. Every you think time so? He steps you don't out,
think he's been there for like 30 years and he hasn't exactly had like a very impressive record.
Like, that's true. It's not like a storied round franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
Second round appearances. But like he just.
Yeah, that is a failure overall.
He'd be thinking too hard. See, I don't think it's a failure because it's so hard to make the playoffs.
That's true.
I think if you can do it, even on that level, it's like worth something. It's not worth less because you're getting more looks. It's all about making the team money. What's more money than a nationally televised fucking playoff game? You feel me? But like, okay. At the end of last year, I knew all we needed was a new center. He didn't need to be good. We just needed a dude.
Just needed a placeholder.
Yeah,
you needed a Marcin Gortat to get out of there.
Yeah, somebody who wasn't 38 to get a rebound. We just needed a young person to do it. We scooped Thomas Bryant. I'm like, hell yeah, we good. And then they go and get Dwight Howard for no fucking reason. We had already solved the problem.
That
and
is
then
wild.
Created another problem.
But the craziest thing is that Dwight Howard isn't even the reason why your team is falling apart right now.
I know.
That
I know.
Has never happened in the history of the NBA. Any team Dwight Howard is on, he causes the downfall of.
I know.
Not this year.
But that's just one example. And we keep cycling bench players wrong. We don't have anybody to back up Beal ever.
I feel like you're just going to become a fan of whatever team eventually gets Satoransky.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love him.
You're damn, move that's on a tough Wizards. Road to hoe, though.
I know. But
to just be like, I got it. I guess I just got to be.
I got
to
pick one guy.
Yeah, I got to be a citizen of the world now.
I fuck with him. I fuck with the Czech Republic. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Dino Raja.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
Get those checks.
You know, is actually, that a thing that they could Croatia, say? Croatia, but it's all love. I think it's all love. I think the war is over.
Eastern Europe?
Yeah. I think they're right? good.
There's got to be one war happening there.
Yeah. Nah,
yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. Seems too cold.
What's Kosovo called now? They're just going to be pissed forever.
Wait, what?
Uninformed and problematic. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kosovo was that fucking Bill Clinton shit, man.
No. I know, but I don't know what it's called now.
Yeah, I can't think of that.
Nah, no clue. Yeah.
Well, speaking of wars.
Bosnia?
Maybe?
I don't know.
What does I know?
Hit us up on Airbus Pod if you're from Kosovo or the former Kosovo. Let us know what your shit is called now.
Satoransky is good, bro. I would put him on a team against the Warriors today. Considering all injuries to everyone, he's one of the better defensive point guards.
Are you watching highlights right now?
I'm watching the game on mute. We got the Spurs.
Oh, you got... Do you have NBA Live on your phone?
Yeah.
Man... Is it how much is that?
I mean, I'm splitting this shit.
We'll talk about it off air.
But give me a point guard to play defense exclusively. 3-and-D. Who's like better than him today?
Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Maybe even not. You name one guy.
Yeah. Gary Harris.
Maybe. Obviously, you know, Chris Paul hurt.
Chris Paul back tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. Starting to actually, he was looking kind of good out there.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
Maybe. I don't know. He's on my fantasy team in one of my leagues, and I'm happy he's back because they wouldn't let me cut him.
They won't let you cut him?
He's on a no-cut list, and you're in that league.
Yeah, I hate that no-cut list shit.
So stupid.
I didn't even know you could do that. They have a no-cut list?
I mean, it depends on your setting, rule settings.
There's like 10 players that aren't able to be cut.
Yeah,
this is like Chris Paul was out for like 8 weeks.
Who picks that? Like the website picks that?
It's the GM of the league picks it.
And this shit is like the fucking Kumite, man. It's ridiculous.
Is that the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
There's a lot of... It's that league is wild. Guys, let's talk about Luke Walton real quick. LeBron James reports have it that he wants Luke Walton gone. This is the least surprising thing possible. LeBron has a history of just getting his coaches fired. What do you think? The Lakers are currently 25-24, 2.5 games out of the playoffs. And the fact that they're only that bad with LeBron gone for 15 games, like, is Luke Walton doing a bad job?
I don't think so. I kind of always liked Luke. I never thought he was like terrible.
Yeah, no, I think a couple of these last losses were due to no Lonzo, because honestly, they were about to beat the Rockets.
Yeah.
Until Lonzo Ball gets hurt. So, like, it seemed to me like they were figuring some shit out without LeBron.
I definitely don't think seems like he needs to lose his job.
Who's better? Who is there available?
Yeah, well, that's also, yeah, who would they get? Does LeBron...
It's the official Air Bud stance that coaches don't matter.
Yeah.
At least for me. I mean, I've always thought there's 5 coaches in the league that matter and make a difference. Luke Walton is not one of them.
I don't think.
So he's interchangeable with anybody.
But are they gonna get one of them?
Like,
is
I don't know.
One of them available?
That's the thing. It's like who could what's his name?
So who are the
Mark
5?
Jackson come in?
Who are
and
the
make
5
a difference?
That you feel like? Yeah. Pop. Who are the 5?
I would say Pop. I would say I guess Brad Stevens, although I don't really buy it, but everybody loves him and says he is.
Right.
I would say Fizdale, although he hasn't done much with the Knicks, but he's not expected to this season. But he did fucking incredible things with the Grizzlies. I would probably say Brett Brown, but I'm probably biased because I'm a Sixers fan.
Probably.
But the shit that guy was handed, and for him to like hold that team together and eventually like turn it into like I don't know, like I like shit like he does what Pop does where he's like, it's a day off, we're not gonna just like sit in our hotel room and eat chicken fingers, like we're all gonna go to a museum. Or he's gonna like, he makes every player rotate, everybody has to give a presentation once a week on like something they're interested in. Like he does like weird like team shit that I find charming and funny.
Okay, that works.
Yeah,
I like a guy.
Robert Covington gave a presentation about all the snakes he owns one time.
Man, that should not be a long presentation.
Yeah,
that should.
Well,
be,
he brought a snake.
That
in.
Should be two paragraphs.
Yeah, yeah.
I like a dude who's succeeding that looks like he's going through a messy divorce as well.
Yeah, he's right got like a beard.
Yeah.
He's playing ping pong in tight t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No tie anymore. He's going tie-less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in for a wild ride. The playoffs are going to be nuts. I would bet money that in a first round game, if the Sixers end up like matched up with the Pacers, Brett Brown will have a Long Island iced tea with him.
On the court?
At the scorer's table.
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be great.
LeBron like kind of broke that seal by like walking into the arena with a glass of wine. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago was maybe the second game where he was injured. So he's on the sidelines in streetwear. But they showed him walking
streetwear
into the arena.
Or like LeBron streetwear?
LeBron streetwear.
Okay.
You know, I just said streetwear, like thing, you know, not in uniform.
Not uniform. Okay, okay.
And they showed him walking in and he's just carrying a glass of wine from his car down the tunnel.
Whoa.
So, like, I feel like
the Mr.
seal...
Mr. Basketball!
The seal has been cracked.
Holy shit, you could do that?
I guess so. So now Brett Brown, it's not that far off that he might have a Long Island iced tea at the scorer's table.
Whoa. I feel like... I don't know if that's a... I don't know if that's a grip I want to loosen.
What if...
We're letting everybody just have drinks now?
What if wine
you guys
is
are
the
still
thing that undoes LeBron?
Yeah. What if he just loves red wine?
Well, there's shit...
I bet he has to drink a barrel of it to get drunk, though.
But on Savannah's Instagram the other day, you know, his wife, she was, like, on the Instagram story, just making fun of LeBron. LeBron was clearly high out of his mind. He clearly had just, like, smoked a blunt or something.
L.A., baby.
And they're just like... You know, you remember that clip of him and his wife smoking at a baseball game?
No, wait, what?
Yeah, they're at an Indians game.
And they get up on the Jumbotron.
And he's like, hey, put it in.
And she's like, she's literally like hitting the blunt. He goes, like,
that's so fun. Of course, because everybody in the NBA smokes weed, right? That's like a fact.
Yeah, and weed keeps getting better. As the league grows, so does weed.
But like Embiid is like famously sober, and that's probably
he's had a hard life. Though.
He's had a hard life, but like LeBron is just like leaning into the wine thing, getting high on Instagram. What if that's what ruins his career? What if he becomes a drunk?
That would be so crazy now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's already gone through all the pressures. That, like, to, like, let it unravel now would be a... I hope that's not what happened.
I mean, a little Brett Favre. Mini Brett Favre, maybe.
Yeah. Ooh. He's sending dick pics to sideline reporters soon.
I mean, dog.
That dude.
No. I pray LeBron stays pure and good.
I can't. Yeah. I don't know if I could take another L. I can't take one of my heroes going down again.
Okay. BetDSI.com. What's the odds that LeBron sends Doris Burke a dick pic by next season?
Very low.
Yeah, I don't think he
One in a million or less than a million even?
One in a million.
One in a million.
One in a million. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think that.
And if it happens, isn't it's like an elaborate like series of like wrong buttons that he pushed.
Yeah, because he's never been in trouble on that. I guess that girl didn't. Somebody last year said something that took it back.
Yeah, he like slid into some DMs and like people reported it, like screen grabbed it or whatever. But it, like nothing like ever like nothing like JR saying you're trying to get the pipe.
Oh, that was still one. I mean, shooters do shoot, but that was wild.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah,
that wasn't a shot though. She was clearly like
pipe adjacent.
She was pipe adjacent
for sure.
She was pipe adjacent.
I feel like she was throwing up the lob, and he just had to alley oop.
Yeah, I mean, she works for the Pipe Fitters local for sure. yeah, that was man.
Shout out JR.
That was the best one of all the leaked DMs from NBA players. That's for sure the best one.
Yeah.
The worst one is Tim Duncan.
It's a wait. What's the Tim Duncan one?
Or wait, is that one? Which one is the one where he's like, I don't want to say it. Like where he's like, slowly rub your fingers across your clit. It's like it was like super detailed. You know the one I'm talking about?
No, but
it's like it was sense. So detailed. Let me. Oh, no. I don't even know what to Google.
Even erotic fan fiction.
Or yeah,
he would definitely like call her m'lady. Also,
Yeah. Your ample bosom.
Yeah.
I take off my cargo shorts to feel my throbbing cock.
My jutting member.
Yeah. Hold on. Like, and then it's like the asterisk, like, takes off Tivas to get in bed.
Oh, is it? It might have been Tony Parker.
Oh,
Tony.
He fucked up his romantic life more than once, right?
Yeah. All right, I can't find it because I don't know what to type in.
I never saw who Tony Parker was cheating on Eva Longoria with. I assume it was a mime.
It was actually
like a hot mime, though.
Yeah. It was actually two baguettes wearing a beret. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was a mime, like jerking him off, like by pulling the rope.
That's actually the only way Tony Parker could come. A lot of people don't know that.
I know that. People don't know, bro.
Yeah. You got to put him in a box. Yeah. And then you got to tug on his dick like an imaginary rope.
Pulling it like a rope. Pulling it like you're pulling a rope out of a closet.
Guys, let's talk about Victor Oladipo for a second. Indiana Pacers guard Victor is officially out for the season due to a ruptured quad tendon in his right knee. Sad to hear, but that leaves Thad Young to pick up the leadership mantle on the Pacers.
Let's get it.
Yeah. They're currently 32-16 at the 3 seed. How far do they fall without Victor Oladipo?
Honestly, my gut says they fall to 6th, but my heart would love it if they could hold on to 3rd.
They're 3 seed right now?
3 seed right now.
And they're like damn near 20 games over 500.
Yeah.
They're cruising.
They're best player by far.
Yeah.
Like the drop off from Victor Oladipo to, I don't know, who's their second best, Thad Young or Sabonis?
Yeah.
Like that's maybe a pretty.
Bogdanovich over Sabonis, though.
Maybe. But that's a huge drop off in talent.
Yeah. And I have to bring it up because I do love being right, even though I am hurt that it happened because I love the dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I may have predicted that the Pacers would suffer a huge injury. Preseason episode.
Yeah.
Really?
I was doing some hot take shit, and I was like, the Pacers aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
Due to a massive injury.
What are you talking about? And I was like, injury. It's going to happen.
Yep.
Man, that's bad juju you're putting out there.
Yeah, I feel bad. That's the one time you ever, like, Peter, shout out Peter, not here tonight for the record, but he regularly wishes injuries on people. You and I don't really do that. That's like the one time you even like brought up the possibility and it came true.
Damn, truth to power. You got to chill.
Y'all never do it again.
You got to start saying some more positive shit.
Say that Jokic is going to be the MVP.
Well.
You can just say it. Just, you don't have to believe it. Just Jokic for me.
Could be an MVP.
Okay.
Member of Ralph's grocery store.
I mean, that's elite level. Elite level is elite level. I'm not going to split hairs.
He could be the man at a Food Lion. Apologies to the Oladipo family. I think he'll be back next year. Pretty good to go.
For sure. Yeah, next year.
As long as it's not 1 year from now. Yeah, he didn't bust that ACL.
No. Silver lining, are we about to get like a really like emotional, dark R&B album from Victor Oladipo?
That'd be cool. Victor Oladipo. If he gets with the Dream or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he should get with The Weeknd.
Ooh.
Because they're both in dark places. Yeah. The Weeknd's always dark, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's
I mean, dark. His songs are like all about like cocaine and fucking, right?
I mean, you know.
It's like party girls and how he loves them.
He doesn't have to go to work tomorrow.
It's The Weeknd.
Yeah, buddy. That ain't bad. That could be good. Yeah. I hope he comes up with a good project.
He's just going to have like a studio built around him in his bed while his legs up.
Can I ask you guys who the best athlete, the best basketball player, musician is then?
Okay. Does James Dolan count?
Yeah, I mean.
No. JD owners don't count. Shots. Yeah.
Of all time is Wayman Tisdale.
Really?
He's a sick jazz bass guitarist.
Really?
And he dropped like 4 albums. The first one, Rebound, is sick, and he's got a song with Brian McKnight on it.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds to me like it's probably the best.
Yeah, that feels viable. Yeah,
because like fuck, bro. The thing about NBA players when they make music, they don't often like go all the way. So like Allen Iverson will drop one track and then never go back to rap.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal's probably
Jules.
Yeah.
We call him Jules when we're talking about the rap game.
Yeah, Jules. Yeah, 40 bars.
Yeah.
I actually think that's an underrated song.
It's pretty good. Needs no crook. It's 40 fucking bars from the mouth of a crook.
Yeah, he went in.
Yeah. But it's not like he ever went back.
Shaq went platinum,
but was it ever really serious for Shaq?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I feel like he treated it like he treated the general commercials.
He doesn't even talk about how he raps anymore.
No.
They haven't made him rap on Inside the NBA once, which all he does is
dance now.
He went fucking platinum. Rap. Fool.
What was the name of his record?
Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, yeah, and Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu was the video
Shaq
game.
Shaq Fu was the video game.
No, there's another.
Was there another? Shaq
Fu. Oh, I only remember Diesel because of that. I miss playing on the east side, even though I love playing on the west side. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. The best one is You Can't Stop the Rain. He had one with Peter Guns.
Whoa. Yeah. Wasn't he also on Boom Shake the Room?
Maybe.
Did he do a song with Foo Schnickers?
Yeah.
Also? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was fun because he had Shaq Fu and then Fu Schnickers. Yeah. Yeah. Shaq was kind of prolific there.
No, he really gave the outline of like, I can do it all.
Yeah.
And I'll have a bammer ass Walmart shoe that nobody cares about, but he still got those checks.
Yeah.
The boom, he had Super Boom, the one, Shaq Fu, Da Return, DA.
Yeah.
He had everybody. He had Keith Murray on that joint.
Whoa.
He's opening a restaurant now at LA Lab called Shaquille's.
Yeah. Really? What kind of food is it?
I don't know. It just says coming soon, Shaquille's. I can only assume
I want it to be,
that it's owned by Shaquille O'Neal.
I want it to be monster-sized portions.
It's going to be like
double steaks.
The size of his feet.
Yeah.
Shaq steps on each cut of meat to make sure it's the right
size.
Yeah,
he tenderizes it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He stomps the grapes for the wine. It's all in-house.
People always forget Chris Webber had a beat on a Nas album.
He had a beat on a Nas album?
He did a beat on Street's Disciple.
Oh, yes. Wow. Nas, the most notorious great beat picker of all time.
His beat decisions are questionable, but he did. Chris Webber did do one.
Kobe had that song. That was one of the worst. That's one of the worst ones.
Which one was... Oh, him and Angie Martinez? Or no?
No, him and fucking Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Man, what a combo.
Ridiculous.
It was strange.
Whack. We've already talked about the 90s album. That, like, who was producing that? Was that, like, Trackmasters or something? Just, like, some producer got all these NBA players together
on
that one album in 94.
Like a We Are the World kind of situation?
It was sort of, but like a mixtape of all NBA players doing 90s-ass hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like Cedric Ceballos is on there.
I don't think it was Trackmaster. Is that a little...
Nah. But that... It's what the kid did, isn't that on there?
Probably. Oh, God, what the kid did.
Yeah.
Whose song is that? I never heard
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd had a song called...
I mean, I think he is from Oakland.
I think Gary Payton dropped some super Oakland shit on this tape.
Like what?
Some, like, hyphy, like...
Yeah, like a little, like, I don't know. It came off kind of too shortish, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
I mean, that's, you know, that's one of his heroes.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta look this up.
Well, yeah, what's his name? Wayman what?
Tisdale.
Wayman Tisdale.
Oh, Wayman Tisdale, that's a for sure look up.
If you put out four albums, you're already like...
Yeah, you're proficient.
He's with it.
You're proficient for sure.
Guys, random note, as while we're talking about the Pacers, Carmelo Anthony was in Indianapolis on Saturday night.
I don't care.
Nobody knows why. He might have been meeting with the team to replace Oladipo in the lineup.
Why else would he be in Indianapolis?
I have no idea. He's currently a Chicago Bull, technically, but he's just traveling now without the Bulls. He's in New York tonight. He's in the stands at the Knicks game.
How does that work?
Miami. He's at the Heat.
How does that work? Is it just like everybody in house is like, hey, man?
I think they're just like, we're good. go have a vacation. We don't need you in Chicago. We're trying to lose games right now in Chicago, but you're going to make us lose too much. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Fucking Melo.
My bad. I just can't compare his situation to anybody's.
Melo?
Yeah.
It's really a weird
situation.
There's no analogies for any of this.
I was going to say, if he slips in that lineup, do you still think they drop to six?
Oh, for sure. If Melo's there, 6.5.
Damn.
I think if Melo's there, they slide out of the playoffs.
Which would be nuts.
Yeah.
Or what if it works, bro?
I want it to work. I do love Melo. It's just his game did not age with the NBA. But the NBA changed and he did not change. And, you know, that doesn't take anything away from what he did for the Nuggets, for what he did in New York. But his game just doesn't work anymore.
I mean, but
he's not athletic enough to be a Kyrie or a Westbrook, but that's how he plays.
Is he finally to the point where he's willing to only play 12 minutes in a game?
He was trying to do that in Houston, and they're like, we're good. Go away.
Jesus.
God, cold world, bro.
I know.
It happened so fast.
But again, I mean,
did it though?
Hard to feel bad for a millionaire.
Yeah, he's been in the league, what, 10? Yeah. More than 10, 12
as
years?
As long as LeBron, right? Same draft class.
Yeah. So what's that, 04?
12, 13 years? Was it 04?
It was before, I think it was right before I finished high school.
So yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, so it was, you know, he had a run.
That's a great career in a lot of fields.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To make high-level income like that?
Yeah.
Especially the way the last few have gone?
And he got back together with Lala, so like now he doesn't have to give away half of it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Shout out to Lala. I watch a lot of Power.
Yeah.
Is that good? Should I watch that? I feel like
It's ridiculous, but if you don't mind Ridiculous, it's pretty
fun. Love Ridiculous.
Oh, then you should watch it.
Okay,
it's like Empire, but with more crack.
I admire it mostly because 50 Cent just decides to like feud with his own network over it, like publicly. It's just so silly.
Also, a lot of parallels to his life in that show. There's definitely one scene where 50 Cent says, "You don't deserve to be my son," and then shoots the kid, and you're like, "Whoa." That felt like it came from a real place, 50.
Right. That's like the Empire. That's like the moment in Empire where he throws his kid in the trash can, just like turned up to 11.
Yeah, so it is
like Empire on crack.
It's like super exciting Empire.
I was just looking up the name. It's called, the compilation album is called B-Ball's Best Kept Secret.
B-Ball's Best Kept Secret. Everybody go out there. This is going to be a book report situation. I want you to write something up, listen to it, review it, send it to us, earbudspodcast@gmail.com.
Gary Payton has a song on it called Living Legal and Large.
Ooh, I'm going to hear that later.
Let's go.
That's a positive jam for the kids.
Yeah, shouts out to DJ Clark Kent.
Guys, I got one last topic to talk about. NBA announced the All-Star starters on Thursday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everyone already knows them. Wasn't really any surprises, right?
Yeah.
But one thing that kind of was driving the dorkier corners of NBA Twitter crazy was that Luka Doncic wasn't picked, the rookie from Dallas. Does he deserve to be an all-star at all?
Not this year, right?
Yeah, when did rookies like start
it doesn't seem
getting
like,
good like this?
That's not like they're it's not even it's not enough time. I don't know. It just, I mean, it's not it's I don't think he does. He's great or whatever. But,
Donovan Mitchell it was in kind of in the same position last year.
Yeah, if Donovan Mitchell didn't make it last year, why does Luka get to make it?
Yeah.
Like Donovan put up better numbers, I think. Luka's doing 27-5 about right now, which are good numbers, but he's also on like a really bad team.
Yeah, man. Like, go run the show in the rookie game. They just don't give it to rookies like that.
Yeah, I don't think it should be for rookies like that. Yeah.
It shouldn't. It really shouldn't.
Like you got I think you should have to be like a real phenom. You know what I mean? Other than that.
There's a middle ground because I don't know how much I want the All-Star to keep like giving like old dude spots.
That's a good point. Like I don't really want Dwayne Wade in there.
Yeah, I don't
want
to see D Wade again.
Yeah. He traded a jersey with Benny the Bull and like
But you don't think there's like mid-level? You don't have to go down to rookies.
Oh,
just
because
you don't want the vets there.
I
want
to see more of those guys in the middle.
There's a lot of mid-level bangers you could get. Like,
we can't get Conley an all-star spot. We're going to give it to Luka.
Conley, the Patriot saint of the Airbuds podcast. Yeah, like if Mike Conley can't get on the all-star team, then Luka Doncic should not be on there.
For sure.
Al Horford, they owe Al Horford about 3 all-star games.
Yeah.
That dude, if he doesn't make it this year, the league is ass.
And then everybody's like, but it's the fan vote. It's who the fans want to see. The fans are dumb. Most fans are stupid.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's
play 2K. And they don't like watch basketball like that for real.
Yeah.
Or they don't care to like, they're not showing love to fools who get boards.
No.
Who's scoring? You know, who's the cutest?
Harden.
I agree. Yeah. He made it. He's a starter.
Dog, 61 the other day.
He's going to hit 82. He's going to break Kobe's record.
I think he's got 85.
It doesn't feel like anything when he scores 61 right now. Hold it on. Doesn't feel like anything. It feels an easy night for him.
Do they have the Suns again in their schedule?
Probably. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but I imagine they play them 3 times at least.
He's dropping 85.
Yeah.
85 on Phoenix?
I got him dropping 85 on Phoenix this year.
I'd buy it. That's the team they're doing on. Or the Bulls or the Cavs. Oh, shout out to the Cavs who won their second game in 20 today. First win of 2019 for them.
God, that's got to be so hard.
It's got to be so hard. It's got to be so hard.
God, could you imagine? Like, it's like you're like we got to go back to being Cleveland.
Yep.
Like, we... Damn.
Yeah, we got our first win of 2019. Time to go home and celebrate in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What a sad situation. In
the cold darkness.
Man, it is.
It's bright near the river because it's on fire.
Yeah,
because
they cut the... Yeah. I can't believe they set the river up.
And Cleveland can't get rid of their team. Like, Cleveland could never move.
If they can't move,
they'll burn it down.
They can't move.
Cleveland Lowndes Arena will be set ablaze.
I mean, I guess I say that about all teams. I'm always like, they can't move, and then where are the Sonics? So, you know, fuck me.
Dog, you want the Sonics back, right?
Yeah, I think Key Arena's, it's right there. I don't know, man. Yeah.
They love it, bro. They'll be.
I hate Oklahoma City. Like, that city.
Yeah.
And I want all the smoke. You can come get me. I don't like Oklahoma City. I don't like their fan base. I don't like Sooners fans. I don't like Cowboys fans. You heard me? I hate your state school.
Keep going.
I hate them. I think OSU.
You hate their local delicacies.
I hate their delicacies. I hate Eskimo Joe's restaurant that all you Oklahomans seem to be so proud of.
Off the bat, sounds racist.
Yeah. I hate ice storms. Have it. I hate ice storms.
Yeah, hail? The fuck?
Ice storms are even worse, though, because you can, I hate Oklahoma City, is all I got.
No, that's fair.
They don't deserve a team. I mean, that's also, you mentioned the fan base. There's like an apocryphal story. I don't know how true it is, but it's been talked about by like major outlets that the fan base was one of the reasons why Kevin Durant wanted to leave.
Really?
Because when there's a story that when Obama got reelected for his first term in 08, I guess it must have been his second year or rookie year or whatever, they were playing a game at the arena at home that night. And when the returns were coming in and they, you know, declared the election for Obama, the Oklahoma City, and they were like, our first African-American president, Barack Obama, and the arena booed and like were like shouting like racial slurs.
In Oklahoma? No way.
Yeah. And like the word has it is that you're like kidding. When Kevin Durant was like, do I want to stay here or not? Like that was a major part of his decision. It was just like, they don't like me here. I'm going to go to the Bay Area.
Yeah. I guess I would move.
To like the they like me, but they don't like me.
Yeah. I would move to the Bay too.
Yeah. But I heard that story from Bill Simmons and it seemed apocryphal. So who knows? I'm not stating fact. I'm stating I'm retelling a story I heard somewhere else.
Yeah,
I don't want to get sued by
yeah, it could
Oklahoma
be drummed
City.
Up by Big yeah. Durant.
Yeah. Y'all are getting the Pelicans back, bro.
You think so?
I gotta get a jersey before they go.
You think so?
Hell yeah, it makes sense. It keeps the West. It makes the West more Western already.
Yeah,
shouldn't have to fly to fucking New Orleans.
If the Pelicans go to Seattle, do they go back to the Supersonics or do they keep Pelicans?
I would hope so. Pelicans.
Yeah, does Seattle have Pelicans?
Name.
They probably do, huh?
I don't think so. They got Seagulls, man.
Who is the sponsor, the jersey sponsor, if the Sonics get a team?
Ooh.
I vote Starbucks. For Dick's Cheeseburgers.
I mean, Dick's, listen. I would
Dick's driving is so fucking good.
But Dick's has not changed their prices since I was 6 years old. I don't know if they have
it's
the bread.
Still like 89 cents.
Yeah, for, it's so
like a
cheap.
Cheeseburger. Yeah.
I would love it to be Dick's.
And they pay like their employees really well and like give them full benefits.
Really?
I've heard that.
So pro Dick's.
Good yeah. for Yeah, Dick's is great. That's an yeah. institution.
It's like an In-N-Out that like didn't scale up.
Yeah, much. And it's like cuz it's yeah, there's still well, there's probably like 5 of them or something.
I don't know. I've only been to a couple.
Yeah, Queen Anne's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Shout out Dick's Dick's Driving. Hit us up. Be our sponsor. Be the Airbud sponsor.
Man,
why not?
We love y'all.
If you guys got sponsored by Dick's.
Oh, God. I would fucking love it.
We'd be in the game. We'd be in the
league. They got good
hats, like,
too.
Just mail us, like, a gross of cheeseburgers, like, in dry ice. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all we need. We'll plug you every episode.
Get some Dick's on ice.
Ben, you trying to send that email?
I'll send an email.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Guys, anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Oh,
I guess fuck the Nets.
Those shoes, those Puma Rudy Gay shoes.
Oh yeah,
I don't like them.
Whoa,
it's too much for me.
I'm not. I've never been a Puma person.
But like, Jay-Z's making all those moves to try to make it cool for us now.
Yeah, well, let's let him work on it for a few years before.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't know. It's weird.
You were talking about it.
I like the white ones a little bit.
I'll be honest. I'm not fully aware of what these ones look like. But I've seen the Puma like basketball sneakers, like the general ones, and I've been like, not for me.
Yeah, the black and purple ones. It's close, but not quite it. But the white ones with the black check that I saw Rudy Gay wearing the other day do look kind of good.
I can't.
And also, I said fuck the Nets because Spencer Dinwiddie had hand surgery.
Yeah, those look like costume shoes. David just pulled out the Puma basketball shoes.
The white check. That's the reverse.
They look like someone like made them for a costume.
Yeah.
Like someone took like white out to their black sneakers and made them.
Made them to tuxedo mask.
That's crazy.
Esque.
All right. So fuck Puma sneakers.
Yeah.
Anything? Any other?
Fuck the Nets, but I would love to see them slide out. Get my Wizards in there. We're on a run. We're looking at the Nets playoff spot.
Bradley Beal looks incredible without John Wall around.
Yeah, looks fantastic. I mean, he deserves the ball a lot. But the thing about it really is, gentlemen, they both have flaws in their game. Bradley Beal loves to get his pockets picked on a double team. And everybody knows it. You can double team him.
It sounds like a euphemism.
Around the
it sounds really cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my pockets picked on a double team tonight.
And they're like, you're married.
Yeah, we lost to the fucking Warriors. We had them. We go on like a 16-2 run or whatever. We're down 2 with the ball. Bill, like 2 of 3 possessions, gets it taken straight out of his hands. You can take the ball from him. If you double team him in like the mid-range area, he just doesn't know what to do.
As much as I want to let you keep complaining about very specific moments in games,
that was a thing that happened one time.
Yeah, Bradley Beal, learn to protect the ball.
Protect the ball.
Put your body between the ball and the man. Get out.
Shit happens like twice a week.
That does suck.
We won't be on your team for much longer, so don't worry.
Yeah, I know, and that hurts the most.
David, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm on Twitter @TheGIsSilent.
Of course.
on Instagram at CoolGuyJokes87. Didn't think the platform was going to last.
Yeah.
That's just how it went.
That's facts.
Yeah. Jamel, you got anything else you want to plug? I mean, you got a show. This is coming out tomorrow, so you got a show in New Orleans.
I'm going to be at New Orleans for the half hour on Saturday, but also Faded Fridays at the Blue Rooster in L.A. if you're not coming to Mixtape. Well, you guys are once a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So when you're not coming to Mixtape, come to Faded.
Yeah, Faded. I have not been yet, but I hear it's one of the best shows in town.
It's going good. It's going good.
Yeah. You had Louis C.K. last week, right?
Louis C.K. dropped in.
Bill Cosby skyped in.
Yeah, Bill Cosby slated for once he gets out. Louis Anderson rounds up the lineup. Look up the Tom Rhodes story if you're interested. No, yeah. That's great.
If you're in L.A., go to Faded at the Blue Rooster.
I'm over there as well. Second Saturday of the month on deck every month. Some other shit, some more shit. Oh, I'm in San Diego this Wednesday.
Diego.
The Whistle Stop Bar. So come on through there if you around my rounds.
Do you think we have any San Diego listeners? I mean, we got a lot of listeners, so there's, we have a surprising amount of listeners. I don't know why people listen to us.
But, I bet you, let me know where I can get a Chargers beanie.
I bet you have mid-range people, too. Like, people who are, like, halfway between L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah, there's someone in, Calabasas? I don't know. What's south of you?
I don't even know where Calabasas is.
I don't know. Orange County? Yeah. If you're in Anaheim, drive the extra hour and a half to go see Jamel at the Whistle Stop this Wednesday.
Do it.
Follow us at Airbuds Pod on Twitter, on Instagram, airbudspodcast@gmail.com. Send us anything you want, and we will reply, thank you. I don't know. We love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.